At 9:02 a.m., silence fell across the Oklahoma City National Memorial, once the site of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. At that instant, 15 years earlier, a truck bomb delivered to the site by Timothy McVeigh exploded, killing 168 people, 19 of them children under the age of 6.
And baby Amber Denise Huff.
Before a crowd of mourners, including survivors and family members of those who died, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano paid tribute to the victims by promising vigilance.
We honor the continued need for vigilance against the violent ideologies that led to this attack, so that we can recognize their signs in our communities and stand together to defeat them.
The anniversary comes at a time when anti-government sentiment is a growing concern for law enforcement officials in the United States.
What we're looking at right now is a very resurgent movement.
Mark Podock is the Director of Information for the Southern Poverty Law Center in Alabama. The group monitors potentially dangerous organizations around the country.
The militias and the larger anti-government patriot movement has really exploded in just the last year or so. We count these groups, and we found a 244% increase in the number of groups in a single year. That's 363 new groups.
The recent arrest of 9 members of the Hooterie Militia in Michigan underscores the current threat, experts say. Law enforcement officials say members of that militia were planning to kill local police officers.
I mean, these are people who are accused of trying to murder a cop in order to bring hundreds of law enforcement officials to a funeral, which they were going to attack with improvised explosive devices and missiles.
The access extremists have to guns and other weapons concerns Chad Ramsey, Director of Legislative Affairs for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
The assault weapon ban is gone. They can arm themselves to the teeth with AK-47s, AR-15s, Uzis, 50 caliber BMGs. They can arm themselves with just about any type of dangerous weapon you can think of now.
Mark Potok from the SPLC says not all militia members promote violence or efforts to overthrow the government. The Constitution, he says, gives militias the right to form and express themselves within reason.
And it's not that they should all be thrown in prison for having what are often very strange ideas. But the point is that out of this milieu of these groups come the occasional killers, the Timothy McVeighs.
Timothy McVeigh was executed in 2001 for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing. His co-conspirator, Terry Nichols, is serving a life sentence without parole at a federal prison in Colorado. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.